Thank you. he spent some years in Rome, and he got inspired by a lot of Italian music. So that's also the legacy of Italy with Bizet. Another composer that is not really linked with Italy, but actually was Italian, is Astor Piazzolla. Astor Piazzolla is the most famous tango composer of last century. He was born in Argentina from Italian parents. He grew up in the Bronx here in New York, and he later on went to study composition in Paris. So while he was in Paris, his teacher encouraged him to write music from his own country. So Piazzolla did something really beautiful. He took the dance music of Buenos Aires, the tango, and he mixed it with classical music and jazz, creating Tango Nuevo. So the tango with Piazzolla is not dance music anymore, but it becomes a much more elevated kind of music. It becomes music for concert halls. Piazzolla was a great bandoneon player. The bandoneon is a typical instrument from Argentina, like an accordion. And he composed most of his tangos for ensemble, for quintet, nothing for the piano. So I, since I love to dance tango, also the keyboard, I made my own transcriptions of many of his tangos, and I'm going to play for you now three tangos, very different one from the other. The first one is called Milonga Flamenca. This is a slow tango. Now, tango is not a rhythmical dance, it's very musical. And maybe you saw a couple of tango dancers dancing, and you can feel how this stops sometimes because the music stops. So this is what happens in this tango. The melody sometimes stops. So you can imagine the couple dancing. And I believe that exactly in that moment when the music stops and the movement stops also, I believe that exactly in this moment lies all the passion of the tango. Now, the second tango is La Muerte Lanca. And this is a different tango. It's more rhythmical at the beginning. Then we have a middle part which sounds like a jazz improvisation. And then we finish with the rhythmical part again. The third tango, Ciao Paris, is the longest of the three. It's very dramatic, very, very beautiful, and I believe exactly in this tango lies all the beautiful writing that Piazzolla was able to give us. Three tangos, as a Piazzolla.